Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
Buckle up, folks, because today we're going deep on this pretty interesting document.
Yeah.
It's called 2025-221 Day 32 of 1,460 Days of DJTYayCanada.pdf.
Catchy title.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll link to it in the show notes if you want to follow along.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we're going to dig into all the wild stuff that it talks about.
Yeah, there's a lot in here.
Like, I mean, we're talking about Elon Musk and Doge and all sorts of political stuff, even a chainsaw.
Chainsaw, yeah. Don't forget the chainsaw in Canada.
Oh, yeah, right. We got a U.S.-Canada hockey showdown, which is...
always fun.
Yeah, always a good time. But this one's got some extra spice to it.
Some layers to it.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, we're going to try to unpack all of this and help you understand what's really going on with Doge.
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, is it really about efficiency, like they say, or is there something else going on?
Well, this document seems to think there's something else going on.
Right. Okay, so let's start with Musk's appearance at CPAC.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the guy shows up with a gold-plated chainsaw.
You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, talk about the entrix.
Yeah, it was quite the entrance.
And then there's that interview he did.
Oh, that interview.
It's well, let's just say ketamine was trending on X Twitter afterward.
It's worth watching, if only for the sheer awkwardness of it all.
Yeah, we'll link to it.
Definitely.
It's something else. But, you know, putting the spectacle aside, what do you think this event says about Musk's role in all of this?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that he's become a major figure in the MAGA movement.
Right.
He's the symbol of disruption.
Yeah, kind of an anti-establishment hero to a certain crowd.
Exactly.
But the document also suggests that, you know, this close relationship with Trump could backfire on him.
Absolutely.
You know, if things with Doge go south, it might be hard for Trump to distance himself from Musk.
Yeah, it's a risky game they're playing.
And Tesla too, right?
Oh, yeah.
They rely on government contracts and, you know, regulations and all that.
Right. It'll be interesting to see how they navigate this.
For sure. Okay, so let's move on to another eyebrow-raising claim from Musk.
Okay.
He's saying that there are millions of supercentenarians.
People over 120 years old.
Yeah, receiving Social Security benefits.
Which is statistically impossible.
Exactly. So how does he even come up with this?
Well, the document points to a quirk in the Social Security Administration's database.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's this old COBOL system.
COBOL, that's like ancient, right?
Yeah, it's been around forever, and it's notoriously outdated.
So what's the problem with it?
Well, in this case, blank birthdate fields default to May 20th, 1875.
Wow.
So anyone without a verified birthdate ends up looking like they're over 150 years old.
So it's a glitch, but it still plays into this narrative of, you know, government incompetence.
Yeah, and that's not helping anyone.
Right. Okay, then there's that Doge tweet about the $4.7 trillion in untraceable treasury funds.
That one was a doozy.
The language was so manipulative, right? It went from almost impossible to trace.
To just disappeared.
Yeah, like poof, gone.
Which is obviously not the same thing.
Not at all. What do you make of this?
Well, it's a clear example of how information gets distorted and you know, used for political gain.
Right. But here's what I find really interesting.
What's that?
That $4.7 trillion figure.
Yeah.
That's exactly the amount that's in the GOP budget for tax cuts for the wealthy.
Interesting coincidence.
Yeah. So the document is suggesting that they might try to frame these tax cuts as just recovering lost funds.
It's a clever tactic, if you think about it.
Framing it as a wash.
Exactly. Instead of a loss of revenue.
But doesn't that further erode public trust in government finances?
It definitely has the potential to.
Okay. So we've got Musk's theatrics. We've got impossible supercentenarians. We've got trillions of dollars vanishing.
This is just the beginning.
Yeah. And then there's the lawsuit against Doge.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole other can of worms.
Right. And Joshua Fisher.
The head of Doge?
Yeah. He swears under oath that Musk has nothing to do with it.
Which directly contradicts what Trump said publicly.
Yeah. Trump said he put Musk in charge.
So who's telling the truth?
Right. It's all so murky.
It seems like a deliberate attempt to create confusion.
So are you saying this isn't just chaos, but like calculated chaos?
It's certainly a possibility.
Wow. Okay, well, we're going to have to dig into this more after the break.
Absolutely. There's a lot more to unpack here.
Stay with us. Okay, so let's shift gears a bit and head over to the Senate.
Always a fun place.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there, as usual, but this week is especially interesting.
Yeah, we've got a few big developments to talk about.
Right, like a Patel getting confirmed as FBI director.
Yeah, that was a close one.
And then McConnell announcing his retirement.
That was a surprise to a lot of people.
Yeah, and Thune pushing through that budget bill.
That's going to have some major implications.
Yeah, lots to unpack there. But first, let's talk about Senator Fetterman.
What's he up to these days?
Well, it seems like he's trying to rebrand himself.
Rebrand? How so?
Moving away from his progressive roots and trying to position himself as more of a centrist.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of reminds you of Manchin in cinema.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
But it doesn't seem to be working out so well for him.
What do you mean?
He's getting pushback from both sides.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, the left feels betrayed and the right doesn't trust him.
So he's stuck in the middle.
Exactly. And to make matters worse, he's lost some key staffers.
Oh, wow. So there's some internal turmoil, too.
Yeah, it seems like it.
And what about his pro-Israel stance? That's been getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, that's definitely alienated a lot of his former supporters.
It's tough out there for a centrist these days.
Yeah, you gotta wonder if there's even space for that kind of politics anymore.
Good question.
Okay, so let's move on to something a little closer to home.
Okay.
New York City.
What's happening in the Big Apple?
Well, Mayor Eric Adams is having a bit of a rough time.
I'd heard something about that.
Yeah, the document doesn't hold back.
What does it say?
It calls him a contender for most corrupt office holder in the history of New York City.
Wow, that's pretty harsh.
Yeah, but the allegations against him are serious.
So what's Governor Hochul going to do about it?
Well, she's in a tough spot, right?
Yeah, she doesn't want to alienate voters.
Exactly. She's got to thread the needle somehow.
So what's her plan?
It's basically what they're calling guardrails.
Guardrails? What does that even mean?
Basically, more oversight and checks on his power.
So not removing him from office?
Not yet, anyway, but the document suggests that it could come to that.
Or the city council could force him out.
Right, there are other options.
So it's a waiting game.
Yeah, we'll have to see how it plays out.
Okay, well, let's talk about something a little less grim.
All right, what do you have in mind?
This document has a whole section on what it calls This Week in Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude, huh?
Yeah, you know, taking pleasure in other people's misfortune.
Okay, I'm listening.
So this week it's all about hockey.
Hockey, really?
Yeah, specifically the U.S. losing to Canada in the NHL All-Star Game.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It was a pretty big upset.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just a game, right?
Right, but this wasn't just any game.
What do you mean?
Well, there was a lot of political tension surrounding it.
Because of Trump?
Exactly.
Yeah, he kind of stirred things up with this whole America First rhetoric.
And that whole thing about Canada becoming the 51st state.
Oh, yeah, that was ridiculous.
It definitely added fuel to the fire.
Yeah, and you know the Canadian fans were booing the U.S. anthem?
Oh, really?
And the Kekachuk brothers were even getting into fights on the ice.
No way.
Yeah, they play for different teams, but they were going at it.
Wow, so it was pretty intense.
Yeah, and then to top it all off, Canada wins in overtime.
With McDavid scoring the game-winning goal.
Yeah, you gotta admit it's kind of satisfying seeing Trump's bluster backfire like that.
A little bit of Schadenfreude.
Exactly.
And the document points out how the Canadian team celebrated with a lot of class.
Yeah, very different from Trump's usual behavior.
It was a nice contrast.
Yeah, it's like even in a hockey game, there's this clash of values.
It's more than just a game.
Right, it's about sportsmanship and respect.
Versus, you know, arrogance and aggression.
Okay, so we've got political maneuvering, we've got international hockey rivalry.
But we haven't even gotten to the book banning yet.
Oh yeah, that's right, let's talk about that after the break. Okay, so we've gone from Musk at CPAC with that chainsaw.
Yeah.
And then these super old folks on Social Security to hockey and...
And book banning.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride, but what's the takeaway here?
Well, if you zoom out and look at it all,
yeah,
it seems like the administration is playing on a lot of different levels.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, on the one hand, they're pushing this idea of, you know, efficiency and cleaning up government.
Draining the swamp.
Yeah, exactly.
Clash.
But then underneath all of that, you've got all this, this smoke and mirrors.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, they're blurring the line.
And manipulating information.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like they're playing a different game than everyone else.
That's a good way to put it.
But what's the point? What are they trying to do?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah, and this document doesn't really give us an answer.
It does raise some important questions, though.
Like what?
Well, is Dobe really about efficiency, or is it something else?
Something more sinister.
Possibly.
And what about Musk? I mean, is he in on it, or is he just...
Hard to say.
Yeah.
I mean, his claims about those super centenarians and the missing trillions.
Yeah.
It's either deliberate misinformation or he's just completely clueless.
And the book banning, is that really about protecting kids or is it about controlling what people think?
It's hard to say for sure, but the potential for abuse is definitely there.
Yeah. It's pretty scary when you think about it.
The long-term consequences could be really damaging.
Like what?
Well, when you erode public trust in institutions,
yeah,
when you normalize misinformation,
mm-hmm,
when you create a climate of fear and censorship.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope.
It's not easy to come back from that.
So what can we do?
Well, I think the most important thing is to stay informed.
Stay critical.
Yeah, don't just take things at face value.
Do your own research.
Exactly.
Hold people accountable.
Especially those in power.
Yeah, because the stakes are high.
Higher than ever.
Okay, so we started this deep dive with this one crazy document.
Yeah.
But we ended up uncovering all these different threads.
It's all connected.
It's like a web.
Yeah, and it's getting more tangled all the time.
So where do we go from here?
Well, that's up to you.
What do you mean?
I mean, you have to decide what you believe.
Based on the evidence.
Exactly.
And then you have to act accordingly.
Get involved, speak out, make a difference.
Because if we don't, who will?
That's a good question.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today.
Thanks for listening.
We hope you learned something.
And that you'll join us again next time for another deep dive.
Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged.